Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Topeka.
That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
Topeka, Mississippi.
Yes, that's what it is.
Way better than Topeka, Kansas.
Oh, outstanding analysis there. Yes.
Not even close.
That's not even the same league. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Of course, beef is what's for Christmas is also our main theme here. You know the thing where, like, your phone is listening to you?
Yes.
My phone, like, I'm seeing a lot of prime rib on my Instagram, seeing it on Facebook. I'm like, see, you're listening. I appreciate it when it listens and it gives me what I want. I don't appreciate it when it's just, you know, something random. This was
mine somehow knows, like, when I have a cold.
See?
Medicine will pop up.
They try to help you.
So weird.
Yeah. Beef, it's what's for Christmas. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. There's so much great stuff at College Corner, and you guys, I have been taking advantage of it. I've been tweeting out some of my favorites. But just go to the website and check it out for yourself, collegecornerstore.com. Plenty of great choices for you this holiday season. You've got to get some Mississippi State gear under the Christmas tree. The place to do it is College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Or, as I mentioned, the website is collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank. People who have a relationship with you, they know you by name, not by your account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Wednesday, which means we're talking about the rumblings. And, of course, the rumblings, as always, are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. And Paul Davis Restoration is indeed that name. I talked to you a lot about, you know, water, fire, mold, storm damage. Let me give you an example. And this time of year, it's kind of, you know, we're getting to that point. If your pipes burst, you know, we get an overnight freeze and you forgot to leave them running and they burst. Paul Davis Restoration, that's who you need to call. They can come in and get you set up, get you fixed up. And not only are they going to get you back to normal, they're going to get you back to better because they offer property improvement services that make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Give them a call at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, if you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're in the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right. We got a lot of questions today. So,
Jack Arnett looks awesome in the interlocking, by the way.
So, somebody, I think it was Danny, was like, is that, I guess they photoshopped that. I was like, that might actually be a picture because he did coach the Kentucky game where they brought them back. So, I think that could be it. Yeah.
But the one with the graphic they just did where he's wearing the interlocking hat,
I think is
photoshopped. Yeah. That looks sick.
Yeah, it looks great. All right, Justin Tidwell says, tickets secured for the bowl game. Are cowbells going to be allowed? Every bowl game State has been in, they've allowed cowbells, I believe. So they haven't made an official announcement, but I imagine they will be allowed.
Well, that was the this was the Belk Bowl, if you remember.
Yes,
and they were encouraging it.
Yes,
and,
so I would imagine it's the same.
And also, you know, they put out a tweet the other day with like the cowbell. Picture the cowbells.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would imagine they will be.
But they will make an official announcement. So.
Yeah.
John Samuel Daly, how many showers would it take to get the mayo out of your hair for after the Duke's Mayo Bowl?
Ugh.
I would be in the shower a long time. You know the scene in Ace Ventura where he's in the shower and he's just crying? That would be me.
Yeah.
So.
Finkel is Einhorn.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that would be miserable. I'm sorry, I'm having to get through a ton of Southern Miss mentions here, so. And by the way,
No,
hardly any of them disagreed with me. Hardly any of them disagreed with what I
they were
said.
all mad that you pointed it out.
It's just like what Ole Miss people do. When I say something that they don't disagree with what I say, they just start attacking me.
Hey, what about ism you? So, there you
I've
go.
you know, I haven't gotten any comments about my lazy eye yet, but we
It's coming. It's coming.
yep.
Ryan Reynolds, the actor. My Twitterless friend compiled the science data. Since 2015, there have been 82 times where more than one of the men's sports have played on the same day. How many times do you think both teams have won? It is 2 to 1 that you're going to lose at least one game. So we got the numbers here. 27 times both teams won. They have defied the science. 18 times both teams have lost. 22%. 45% you get the split. So 67% of the time, 2 out of 3, the science holds up. I have to be honest with you, in the world of science, that's probably a pretty good number.
It's a decent number,
We'll take it. I
but I
appreciate the guy
think
who
that
did the work, by the way.
I think what we have learned over time is the science is absolutely real. It started out with me just joking around, like, "Oh, this is
Very much a
it's
real thing.
science. Mississippi State can't win." It's actually a thing, and
Yeah.
if you are a denier of science, I don't know how to help you,
Yeah.
but this is.
If we got shirts that said, don't deny the science in maroon and white, I think it would start a lot of arguments because people would be like, what is that about vaccines? Yeah, like,
Yeah.
we can't do that, but just stay with me.
Can you put my head on Dr. Fauci's body?
Is that where you want your head to be? I don't
No,
know.
I do not.
Yeah. I'd rather put you on like Einstein's. Yeah.
That's better.
There you go. All right.
My hair today would probably fit that mold.
Jacob Rochelle, you can only pick one decade of pop culture to take in for the rest of your life. Which decade are you choosing?
Oh, 90s.
90s.
80s is up there.
It's
80s
up there. I
would
mean,
probably be a very close second for me.
70s gets you a lot of good movies, but I need more modern movies. So I'll go to 90s. 90s works for me.
When you look at like the 90s, like that was like the peak of comedy, like those
Yeah.
comedy movies.
Oh yeah,
Like
for
we have
sure.
not touched anything like what we had
They don't make
in the
movies
late
like that.
80s, early 90s.
When people are like, they don't make movies like that anymore, and they're talking about Gone with the Wind. I mean, they make movies like that all the time. They don't make movies like Old School anymore. They
No.
literally don't. They don't make movies like The Hangover anymore. So,
Which is strange to me because you still have those people are still around.
yeah, but
And that was like early 2000s. Like, think about like Adam Sandler,
Oh
like at
yeah,
his peak,
they don't
and
make Billy Madison anymore.
Chris Farley and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. Let's see here. All right, Mangum Cafe. Can we start putting opt-out fines in coaching and NIL contracts? Well, they're not fines. They're just the contracts are drawn up that if you don't play in the game, you don't get a check for it. It's not a
It's mostly
fine.
an incentive to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First reaction to the Bumpus news. I'm disappointed. Bumpus is a friend. I hate to hear it, but it is what it is. Nothing I can do about it. And then last one, Templeton, Strickland, Cohen. How rank how you'd kick in the Nads? Templeton's one. I'm going Templeton, Cohen, Strickland. I mean, it's not even close. Templeton is so far ahead of those two. It's not even in the same realm.
He's running way ahead of the pack.
Gonna kick him right in the nuts. Sean Brown. How different do you think signing day may have looked if Lebby had not started Kamario Taylor in the Egg Bowl?
I don't think it would have
Don't think
mattered.
it'd make too much of a difference. I don't. I mean, Womack was starting to trend this way prior to the Egg Bowl.
I mean, it probably helped a little bit, but
It didn't hurt. It
yeah.
didn't hurt. Was Arnett on Lebby's radar, or was it Arnett reaching out to Lebby and wanting to get back into Starkville? I think probably a little of
I think
both.
Arnett, yeah, probably a little bit of both. But I think Arnett was certainly on his radar. And it might have been a situation where, like, kind of the agents behind the scenes, or hey, Zach would be interested if you are
Right.
interested in him, he'd be interested in coming back.
Right.
He enjoyed his time there. You're looking for a coordinator. It works out.
Yeah. Dog Von Erich, master of the Iron Claw. Between the Arnett hire and the unexpected bowl game announcement, was this the biggest what is happening weekend in Mississippi State history? You got two stories that came out of nowhere. Very rare that you have this little notice that something's going to occur. So, yeah, I mean, it's up there.
Yeah, it was a very strange 2 days. I
Yeah.
don't think anybody was expecting. I think Arnett was probably the more unexpected news, but the bowl game was equally surprising. I don't think anybody was expecting Mississippi State's name to get called there.
I would definitely rank Arnett ahead of the bowl game in terms of surprise.
Yeah,
100%.
like about when did that news come out? Like two? It was like noon or 12:30 whenever. I think it was Brett McMurphy tweeted out that thing about the pecking order,
Yeah.
and that's when my antennas went up. I knew State was kind of in that realm, but it was going to take some people turning it down. But when you start hearing these teams are turning things down, I knew that Mississippi State was going to accept it. So like I sent a message to a MSU official about noon and said, "Hey, is there any chance this is going to happen?" And they were like, we haven't heard anything about that lately. I don't. So even Mississippi State was kind of, I think, a little surprised.
Yeah.
Like it happened really fast.
I'm trying to think, like, when did you text me? I was getting it had to be like 1:30.
It's probably about one,
Yeah.
1 to 1:30, maybe.
Yep. There you go. All right. Alex Douglas asked, my husband and I are about to have our first daughter any day now. Congratulations. What
Yeah.
advice do you have for him as seasoned girl dads? I'm gonna give you the most important piece of advice in my opinion. Just get used to saying yes.
Yes.
Just get used to saying it.
Yeah, it's not going to be a situation where you just put your foot down all the
There's not a lot of
time.
no's with
They
girls.
don't listen whenever you put your foot down.
No.
So you just have to learn to just adapt and move on.
Yeah. So just why say no when it feels so good to say yes?
And get ready to go to Disney on Ice, the
Yeah.
real Disney. You're going to go watch movies you don't want to watch. You're going to sit through recitals. You're going to
Yes.
sit through things that you never imagined you would do.
Yeah. It's all coming your way.
Just go ahead and just make peace with that. You're very likely not going to have the little slugger that you thought you were going to have. You're going to go to a lot of ball games and stuff like that. That's probably not going to happen. There's a chance that it might. You might have a basketball player or a volleyball player or softball player. But the odds are going down every day.
Correct. All right. Big Dog asks us, should MSU bring back Steve Spurrier Jr. as wide receiver coach? Steve had a lot of talent in his group under Leach, Ra-Ra, Tulu, and Polk. No. The answer to that question is no.
Well, it's just like it's not really a fit from an offensive.
Yeah, he's an air raid guy.
Yeah, so like I wouldn't.
The other side of that is
Like
like, and
Steve, though.
this is what Mississippi State fans do all the time. It's like,
Retread.
nobody bring, I mean, I know Arnett just came back, but like, there's a whole world of coaches out there. Like, go get some new blood in here.
Yeah.
If the special teams coordinator gets fired, what are your thoughts on hiring former MSU player Cody Stecksnader? Pulling him from Ole Miss. If you're going to make him the special teams coach, he'd probably take that job. I would imagine he would. He's not the special teams coach at Ole Miss. So, it would be a promotion for him.
I think Cody would probably come back if asked. Like even maybe I don't know if he would come back as like an assistant or what, like assistant special teams or what, but I know he's tried to he's wanted to come back
If he's coming
under
back,
Leach.
you got to have the title, special teams coordinator, I think.
Maybe so.
I think. I don't know. All right. Let's see
I
here.
don't know what their plans are for him. I mean they might just keep that staff together. I don't know. At
Yeah.
Ole Miss, but he might be looking for a job.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, even if they are going to keep the staff together, you can always reach out and express interest if you're interested. I don't know if State is or not, though. I mean, we
I
haven't
just
heard.
don't know if it can get It's not like state special teams was awful, but I don't know if it can just be that much worse. Like,
Yeah.
there was nothing just like absolutely special about it.
Right.
So, like, it would not, I wouldn't be like totally upset if that's your, that is a big jump.
Yeah. No. Let's see here. Philip Owen, I was just thinking, if we divide our baseball team into two teams, will we have two top 25 teams? I think from a hitting standpoint, you might. You got a lot of depth in that lineup. You could probably do two different lineups. But from a pitching standpoint, I mean, they have depth, don't get me wrong, but I don't think they have two staffs worth of depth.
Yeah, that would be the thing, but they'd be close, man. This
They
team's
could hit on
stacked.
anybody. They could hit on anybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, pitching would be a little different. Let's see here. Ford Polk. His real name is last name is Glasscock. That wasn't just an insult. Yeah. It's his real last name. Billy Glasscock.
Yeah, I remember having a laugh about that when he was hired.
I did. I should have asked this question last week, but didn't think they'd eventually take the dog back. Would the best troll ever have been a Mississippi State fan to adopt Juice? And why would that State fan need to be Brandon Walker? I want to make something really clear. I was told they have not taken the dog back. That picture of them from the hunting thing, that was not last weekend.
That was fake too.
That was just that's an old it's either an old picture or it's Photoshop, one of the two, is what I was told.
Also, like this narrative, I believe, has been shaped to favor Ole Miss here. Ole Miss was
They
involved
were
in this whole
implicit,
thing. What?
complicit.
What the Ole Miss fans are making this out to be Lane just dumped his dog off with
Yeah.
them. It was a prop. It was a prop.
They knew and they let it happen.
They created this whole thing. They created everything.
Correct.
They are behind it all. It's not that Lane Kiffin just had a dog and then just said, I don't want this dog anymore, and left it at his house, and someone had to come rescue it. He was walking around with the dog on a leash or whatever and taking pictures with it. Somebody, one of his minions was controlling the Twitter account,
Right.
making it seem like, Lane Kiffin was doing that. It was all a ruse. And then Lane is using this dog for a terminology for something else in his DMs to girls, but we won't go down that path either.
Are we going to open the Lane Steen files here? What's going on here?
I'm just trying to show people that the whole, like, you want to come babysit Juice,
It
it
was
doesn't
code.
mean that he wants someone to come dog sit at his house.
That's correct. I got a lot of jokes. Man, I had like three jokes pop in there, but you know what? I know your lovely mother's listening.
Let's
We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on to this next question here.
surface, just on the surface.
James Craig, I saw a video with crushed candy cane around the rim of a hot chocolate. What are three things you like with your hot chocolate? Hot take, I don't like hot chocolate. I don't like hot beverages. So
Oh, it's very good.
I'm sure it is.
Especially when it's cold outside and you haven't, like, it
So what do you like in your hot chocolate?
just marshmallows.
What about a whipped cream thing? Whipped cream.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right.
When I go to Strange Brew, I usually get, if I need like a pick me up, like I need to wake up late in
Yeah.
the afternoon, I'll get an albino squirrel, which is really good, hazelnut, and it's got the whipped cream. It's essentially like a hot chocolate to me. But
Okay.
the white chocolate hot chocolate's really good there, and the regular hot chocolate, they have great hot chocolate.
And
But I just usually get just like marshmallows, whipped cream's fine.
you can get that hot chocolate at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. They will ship it right to your door. I remember when your wife did those hot chocolate bombs. My kids really liked
Oh
those.
yeah.
Those were
Yeah,
good.
those were a hit. It just got to be, it was
It's just a
just too much. Too much work.
All right. Also from James, I like putting my sports drinks in the freezer. What are some drinks you put in the freezer because you like them better ice cold? You got to be careful putting stuff in the freezer though, because
Yeah.
you put a can of Coke in there, you come back 2 hours later and you got a mess.
I don't do that because of that reason.
Yeah.
I
Vodka.
just put it in the refrigerator.
Vodka is the answer here. Put the vodka in the freezer.
That will not freeze.
And it will not freeze, exactly. Brian McDuff, good friend. Do you think EA College Football 27 will have a feature where you can fake owning a dog to improve your likability stats? Good point. I mean,
It's like
if it's in the game, EA.
Red Dead Redemption. Like it can make you more likable or
Yes,
more
an honor
hated.
system. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
It
Also
was
from
is the is the is the red is the Red Dead Redemption the third Red Dead Redemption, is that real?
Oh, they're doing
Like
another
that
one?
that's in I don't know if that was just something that got in my algorithm, somebody made up.
I hope it's real. I'll certainly buy it if it is. What would it
Yeah, that'd be
be?
nice.
Like going back to like before what's the name of the
Well,
city?
you'd have John. It'd probably follow John, maybe.
Well, that's what the first game is.
But no, isn't doesn't it happen at the end of Red
The
Dead 2?
first game, Red Dead Redemption, follows John from the after he kills Micah to, spoiler alert, to his own death. That's what Red
Okay.
Dead Redemption is. Red Dead Redemption 2 is a prequel. It's
Oh, Red Dead Redemption. I never played
yeah.
Red Dead 1.
Red Dead Redemption, you play as John Marston the whole game.
Okay, so the first one is actually I mean the second was actually a
Did you
prequel.
finish two? Did you finish it with
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
Okay. You know that
Yeah.
scene at the end where the federal agents are like looking at his house? They're fixing to come. That's where the game, the next game picks up.
That's where Red Dead 1.
Red Dead One picks up.
Okay.
So
I
my
didn't know
thought is,
that. I never played Red Dead 1.
what is the, where did the, hold on, I need to, I,
Oh no,
Blackwater.
you'd have to go with another character.
Well, or you could go further back, and you could go back to when the gang is planning the Blackwater raid, and everybody's still alive. You get everybody back, and you make it work through there, and you're kind of building to. With the Blackwater raid where it goes wrong, and
Yeah.
then that game would end with you heading north into the mountains.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
You could make that work. And bring, I mean, get a chance to play Arthur Morgan again. Maybe you get to play as Dutch. I don't
Yeah.
know. Be cool.
Or like you pick a character and it
That would
goes
be
off in
yeah
different.
yeah you know could I play as Dutch? Could I play could you play as Micah if you wanted to? You want to go low on him? All right, we figured all that out there. Brian McDuff, in what world does it make sense to let go of a beloved alumni assistant that has also produced the most consistent groups over the last 2 years? Apologies, this one is already asked. That'll be our last Bumpus question here from McDuff. I mean, on the surface, I think you and I would agree it's a weird move, especially I think the problem State fans have more than anything else is that if you wanted to get rid of Bumpus, that's fine. But man, there are other coaches that should also be getting the axe, and that doesn't appear to be happening right this second. That's my issue with
Yeah.
it.
Well, and I think there's two sides to every
Of
story,
course, yeah,
and
we don't know everything.
we don't know all that. I mean, I hate that this stuff came out when it did,
Yeah.
because I think that Bumpus is wanting to finish this with the team, and he wants to coach the bowl game. And unfortunately, all this is coming out, and they haven't even started practices yet. So that's unfortunate. But yeah, I mean, I think there is something to that. I mean, and I think that, the wide receivers have been productive, which there's also I think that you can say that they could have done a lot more with the wide receiver group. I mean, we're talking about basically two receivers that has produced the bulk of what you've done 2 years in a row. And then you look at the group below them, and there's just not much depth or talent there. I mean, it's not like that group was far and away, the best group they had.
Right.
So there is some meat on the bone there, and they need to get better there. But also, you're correct. You can't say we got to make changes on the offensive line on the at wide receiver like they did the last 2 years, and then you have the defensive staff intact.
Yeah.
So if you're going to let go of Bumpus to appease the fan base, it's only fair to say you got to get rid of some of these other coaches that are holding you down as well. And also, you've added Paul Rhodes to the defensive back room to help out with Corey Bell. Now they're adding Kevie Thompson, who was at Oklahoma State and who was at Starkville and EMCC. We're adding a lot of pieces around that defensive back room, and there's still coaches there that have underperformed. That's the bulk of your issue right there, is your assistant coaches have not been very good. So instead of adding pieces to it, why not just go get new coaches? That's kind of the, I think,
Preaching to the choir here.
the issue that State fans have right now.
Yeah. Brett Pund asks us, is it possible we all look back at O'Kiffin big time for ruining their 1998 Egg Bowl moment? Them winning at our place to seal the playoff bid would have maybe rivaled that, but that is where Lane stepped in beautifully. I mean, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, they are going to the playoff, and they're very excited about that. So, yeah, I guess it took some shine off of it, obviously, but they're still hosting too. It didn't even hurt them. So, all
Yeah.
right,
Had they lost, I think that you would have had a
totally
push
different. Yeah.
from people to just not even include them.
I agree. I think they would have been out. Yeah. Dalton Lee, I need a
They get a
dirty.
home game against arguably the worst team in the playoff that they've already smoked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy,
Would have
should
been an
be an
easy
easy
decision.
first round for them.
Yeah. Dalton Lee, I need a dirty Santa idea for under $100. The only catch is that it's for some family in Hong Kong. Dalton.
A dirty Santa gift for under 100. The dirty Santa gifts are $100.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here? That's like a real gift. That's not Dirty Santa. Dirty
We
Santa
usually
is supposed to
do
be like
like
$20.
$20.
Yeah, what are we doing? Dalton, I get, you can't hide money. What would be a thoughtful, unique gift that I can bring over from stateside? You're out of my depth on this one,
Maybe
man.
a cowbell. I don't know.
A cowbell would be a good one. Yeah, but $100 cowbell. Go see my friend the bellsmith. He'll take care of you. Also, is the issue Jan's coaching or the player evals currently? Yes. It's
I think
both.
that there's something too, like that. I think they've got to get better at coaching and like the scheme. Maybe Jans needs to hire an offensive guy that he is like the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. You
And they
just
just get a new offensive scheme in here. And but also the player evaluations just
player
didn't
evaluations
work.
are not good, but it's like people keep. It's the same thing with Chapin, right? Like, I can't be mad that they tell him to go play and he plays. Same thing with
Yep.
Sean Jones. I can't be mad. Like, what's he going to do? Say, no, I'm not going in. So, let's see here. Tyler Ham. We'll do this one, then we'll go to the break. I spent the weekend at McComas Hall on campus with my son for Drama Fest. I noticed the urinals had full stalls with doors and found it odd. Is that commonplace nowadays? What is the oddest public urination station you've ever experienced? I don't know that I've ever seen like the urinals with a door.
No,
I haven't seen that.
that's different.
The oddest one I can remember was in Tampa when we were down there for the, I guess at the time it was the Outback Bowl. And I was at this bar. I walked into the toilet and like, here's the toilet and the urinal was like right here. So like if somebody was sitting on the toilet, they would be looking directly at the ace of the guy who's taking a leak.
Yeah, you'll see that
Really
sometimes
weird.
at gas stations.
Yeah. Like, I
Like,
need a
what are
stall.
we doing?
The toilet needs a stall. You got to have a stall on the toilet unless you're going to, lock the door, which is fine. If you want to say, okay, we'll just lock the door. It's a one, but there's a urinal. So it's set up to have two people in there. But why would you do that? That's my one. That's it. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. A great gift idea is a Two Brothers or Older Brother gift card. That is the stocking stuffer that everybody is looking for. If you want to enjoy a fantastic meal in the city of Starkville, the Cotton District is the place to go. And of course, to Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Give the gift of smoked Southern soul food this holiday season at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
It did.
You need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copy or a new printer, new computers, new laptops, whatever it is, call Advantage Business Systems today. Let them take care of you and let them give you the promise of service after the sale. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you are looking for great new Mississippi State gear. If you are thinking Mississippi State for the holiday season, if you're thinking, we need to get some stuff for him, her, whoever, Maroon & Co. has the biggest and best selection in the entire city of Starkville. In store or online at maroonandco.com. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off your next purchase. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game at Mississippi State, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is the place to go when you are looking for great whatever. That's right, guys. Whatever you're looking for, they have it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Now, I know what you're thinking right now. You're like, well, maybe they don't. No, they do. They do. This is a trust me, bro kind of moment right here. And, of course, if what you're looking for is a John Deere tractor, mower, or Gator, the best selection and the best financing available at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Talk to them today and put some John Deere green to work for you in 2026. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. If you own a couple hundred acres or a couple thousand, it matters not. You can just talk to those people and they can help you out with whatever it is you're trying to do with your land. And if you're trying to buy or sell land, again, Good Hope Land and Timber is the name to know. They've been working in this state for so many years. They have experience. They know how to keep your land sustainable. They know how to keep it profitable. Whatever you're trying to do with your land, and remember, I want to stress that part. It's your land. You want to make sure you have the right decisions behind it. You need to call Good Hope Land and Timber. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, back into the mix here. Jason Luckett, why is it a huge portion of the fan base only seems to be happy when they are miserable? Jason, that we could do a whole week of shows on that, on why Mississippi State fans are the way they are. But there is a large portion of this fan base that will never accept happiness. They were always expecting the bad things to happen. And
then, like we said, like even when things are good, it's fear that you're gonna lose a coach or players. Mm-hmm. When things are bad, it's pushing coaches out or pushing players out, like pushing players into the transfer portal. I don't understand it.
I'll give you an example. Like with Camario, they were like, you know, we're just never going to play him. He's going to transfer out. He's going to transfer because he doesn't play. Then we play him. Oh, we're giving him all this film. He's going to go into the transfer portal. Like, you can't win.
Yeah.
You can't win.
You can't win.
So Jason, he explains, he's like, is it because they're still new to MSU sports and don't have the tolerance for pain that the others of us do? I've been doing this thing since 1996. Am I just immune to it now? Eventually, you just get used to it. It's just another day. Although I will say that this football season, they did find some creative ways. Some ways I wasn't familiar. Jeff Lebby, I wasn't familiar with your game on how to lose games in mind-numbing fashion. Congrats. Richard Harbison, what do you want for Christmas? I told my wife, I want a shelf. I need a shelf for this office. I have all these. They get my wife and kids, like for my birthday, got me all these collectible things. And I'm just looking at it and I'm going, where am I putting this? I don't have a man cave.
Yeah.
Like, so I told her, I was like, I need a shelf so I can put this stuff in the office. So
I don't know what I want. Like, I honestly have no clue what I want.
Yeah. What is your favorite Christmas tradition?
My favorite Christmas tradition is Christmas Eve, late afternoon, going to church and having the Christmas Eve service, then going to eat usually at Waffle House or Japanese or something of that nature, coming home, sitting around a fire and watching It's a Wonderful Life.
That's a good Christmas right there. So does it have to be on Christmas to be a Christmas tradition?
Well, I would say like Christmas time, like
does my party
Christmas
count
Eve, Sure, that counts, I think.
It's a Christmas party. I enjoy that every year. That's my favorite tradition. If you were Santa, what one gift would you give to Mississippi State Athletics? Cash. Cold hard. They need money. $1 billion.
Just unlimited money.
Yeah.
That's probably not the not a bad idea. Then you can just purchase whatever you
want. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it then. Yeah. It's just $1 billion will be fine. Steve Mormon said, he sent us this last week. Why is Brennan Chapman tagged in this of all people? Good Lord, that guy. Can you please reflect on the hard times that Coleman Hutzler put on us this year? And please use the voice of the American dream, if you will, please, Daddy. Do you mind if I talk about the hard times that Coleman Hutzler put on Mississippi State in my
American dream?
You don't mind?
I do not mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Daddy, Coleman Hutzler is a snake, if you will. He is a man that does not know what he is talking about. He comes out there and he talks about being multiple daddy. The only thing multiple was all the touchdowns you've given up each and every week. Tennessee, Texas, Florida, Arkansas, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, if you will, putting up numbers like the nature boy Ric Flair in his prime. So I'm glad to see him gone, and I don't never want to see him again. If I see him again, it's going to be too soon, daddy. Coleman Hustler had to go. Now,
I
what?
still don't understand why Brandon Chapman's
I have
tagged
no
in
idea
this.
why Brennan Chapman is tagged to this, but they talk about people I don't want to be associated with. High on the
I do
list.
not want to be involved in any of his tweets.
Any of his dealings, no. Rob
A guy
Hadaway.
that probably would do anything for Lane Kiffin for the last 6 years, and now all of a sudden he's happy he's gone.
Yes, that's how
Makes
that works.
total
Yeah.
sense.
It's the opposite of the Mississippi State fans. Ole Miss fans believe the good things are always going to happen to them.
Yes.
Where are we here? Rob Hadaway, while it's widely acknowledged, the entire listening audience of this podcast had three more rushing yards last weekend than Alabama did against Georgia. Has it gone completely unreported that we did it all on 16 less carries? That's right. I didn't even have a carry and I had more yards than them. I dominated on the ground.
Alabama had 0 yards
They had
or
negative
negative
three
yards.
rushing yards against Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch any of that because I
Yeah.
was doing radio.
16 carries, 4, negative 3 yards.
Wow.
Dominant.
I'm sure the fan base handled that perfectly well.
Very classy. If I were to set up a 30-minute, this is Rob again. If I were to set up a 30-minute panel discussion featuring Pete Golding and Brian O'Connor, what would you set the over-under for the number of times the rhetorical right would be used? Those two guys say right a lot. It's like
Right.
30 minutes, them talking. 50 and a half.
I will say I would love to sit down and just talk to Pete Golding.
Oh, yeah.
He actually seems like he would be a good
Yeah, he.
conversationalist. Like if we're just shooting the bull. Now, like I would not want him to get up at a podium and like represent my company probably, but yeah, that would be fun.
There.
Also, like the Ole Miss fans are getting all hyped up about him dropping cuss words in the press conference. Like I remember that being something that State fans liked about Zach Arnett too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, just we need to calm down a little bit.
I'm with you. All right, we got a blind MSU quarterback full season comparison. Here we go. QB1, 195 completions on 303 attempts, 64% completion, 2,400 yards, 15 touchdowns, 34 sacks. QB2, 186 completions on 351 attempts, so only a 53% completion rate, 2,151 on the yards, 14 touchdowns, 34 sacks. Who are these two QBs? Do you know? I do know because Rob texted me.
Well, I mean, one of these can't be Blake Chapin because he didn't he get sacked like 31 times, 32 times?
Apparently it was 34 because one of them is Blake
One of
Chapin.
them has got to be,
A
was
is
it?
Blake Chapin,
The
and I
other one
guess
is going to be Mike Hennig.
that was my first thought. It's not. It's Kevin Fant from
Okay. Which,
2003. The difference
so this
is,
was a.
I'll say the difference between them is, though, Chapin only threw 8 picks and Fant threw 21.
He threw 21 interceptions in 1 year. God, that season was miserable.
It was really bad. Let's see here. Kivas Wright. Instead of Gunther, who would you have facing Cena in his last match? I've said this before. They did it completely backwards. The last match should have been with Orton, not the first match.
Or Edge, because that was
Well,
rumored.
I would, I'm going to take Edge out just because he's not in WWE. I would have loved for that to have been the case. But of the guys they have on the roster, Randy Orton made the most sense to be the last match.
What are they doing with Gunther? So they do Goldberg's last match with Gunther, and now they're doing this, but there's like nothing in between. Like they're not really like pushing him. He's just kind of like the last final boss.
Yeah. So, like, it's, yeah. I guess they think he's getting a rub out of it, but he didn't need it. Everybody knew he was a monster. So,
I
like,
don't know what they're doing,
I don't
but
either.
I think that'll be a decent match.
Well, I'm sure it will be. Tyler Hunt asked me, do I think Lane Kiffin is on the spectrum? Why or why not? I absolutely do. I mean, I have a daughter on the spectrum. I'm
I mean,
just
Hey
telling
Dad's
you.
been beating that drum from day one.
Just the way he acts and, like, you know, a lot, they say, like, autistic people, they're into trains. His trains are play calling.
Is Bobby Bacala an autistic man?
Tell me that that guy didn't act autistic in some way.
Bobby?
I'm in awe of you. I just think like I support if Lane Kiffin was normal, Ole Miss might have won like the last four national titles, but he can't
So what is his what's his trains?
play calling. He is an outstanding play caller.
Oh, I thought you were going to say college girls. I didn't know where you were going with
That's a lot of us. That's a lot of guys' trains. And just be honest with you. Let's see here. Where are we here? Bud Austin, first time Rumbler, long time listener. Welcome, Bud. What's more surprising, the men's basketball team starting 4-5 or the women starting 9-1? I think it's the women being 9-1. As you said the other day, they're playing better than we thought.
I think it's the
But it
men. I
may be
didn't
the
think
men.
they'd be that
I may be
bad.
overthinking this. Yeah, I'm
But
overthinking.
well, the women, if you look at the women's schedule, like it's just not that tough. But I don't think anybody would have projected this team to be 4-5 at this stage.
No, I get
Is that what it is,
you're
four and
right.
five?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm wrong. You're right. That's correct.
I would have never thought that they would lose 5 games in non-conference. And they're not even done with non-conference. They got a chance to lose more. This is going, we said it the other day. This is going to be a miserable basketball season. Prepare accordingly. It's not going to get much better.
Don't make me tap the sign.
Yeah, it's not going to get much better. It might get significantly worse. This is going to be a Missouri from 2 years ago, South Carolina last year. This is Mississippi State this year. Now they
Breathe.
have a chance to turn it around next year, but it's
That's
not going to
next
be
year.
good this year.
That's next year. Yeah.
Not going to be good.
I actually need to get a sign made. Brogan Fairchild, what are your go-to easy-to-cook meals for weekdays? All right, I'll give you a couple. First off, get a pack of boneless, skinless thighs, and I like to chop them up into like just good-sized chunks, season them however, and then a little oil on top, and I just put it under the broiler, and that takes like 15 minutes. So you can have it all cooked in 15 minutes while you do other stuff. And then, I mean, just, rice, put some rice on, takes 20 minutes to cook.
Yeah.
Vegetables, you can put those in the broiler as well, or in the air fryer. Cook them up and do some broccoli. I do that combination, chicken, rice, broccoli, I eat that a lot.
Very healthy.
I'm trying. I'm trying. I do the same with pork. Like you can buy the pork. That's like it's like loin meat, but it's all chopped up already. It's mainly for tacos, but you can season it however you want. So I do that pretty often. I make tacos is an easy one. I'm doing tacos tonight, so I'm doing what I just described, right? The chicken. I'm doing chicken bacon ranch tacos. So I season the chicken with ranch seasoning, let it cook. I chop up the bacon. I'll grate some cheese. I've been laughing at those people who are like they found metal shavings in the grated cheese. Guys, if I can ever give you one piece of cooking advice, just grate your own cheese. Just go buy a block of cheese. Buy it. I have a cheese grater that like you put it on the counter and you turn it and it
Yeah.
grates. I'm not doing the whole like scrape my knuckles thing. So grate your own cheese. But that's what I'm gonna do. So it'll be chicken, bacon, ranch. I'll put a little buffalo sauce on there. It's good.
Yeah.
There you go. What are our thoughts on the new soccer coach? Don't know anything about him yet. Can't. Yeah, I have
Well, he
no.
beat the last soccer coach at his own
If you can't beat
place, so
them, get them to join you.
seems to be a really good coach. We'll
Yeah.
see if they can go 3 for 3 on these soccer hires.
And then who's the then Scott Weatherby will hire him away and go from there.
Yeah, that's the
The
next one
next
up.
thing. Yeah. Davis Holiday, if you found yourself in a Wendy's drive-thru, prepared to deliver a D's nuts joke with your attire alone, what is your 4 for 4 order? I don't eat at Wendy's. Not a fan. Don't think their burgers are very good. Don't ask me why. This may offend you, but McDonald's burgers are better than Wendy's burgers.
Isn't that a joke about Jack
Yes,
Arnett?
it is
Or
100% a joke,
okay.
but I'm
You're trying to make it, you're trying to make it
trying to make it real.
okay. Yeah, I don't have anything.
Hold on. I got a text here from somebody we're going to interview. So,
Sure. Yeah, sure, why not?
it's Kendall Rogers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we gotta hit that up right now.
Well, he texted me. I like to get it done.
I've
So,
had a ton of texts coming through in the middle of this, and I
but
normally
you're
don't even check
using
my
your
text.
phone to as your camera. I am not.
I could very easily scroll out of this.
Well, I just wanted to get it. I wanted to take care of that piece of business. So, our other guy, Adam Gorney. This is one of those things that bothers me. We're gonna rant a little here. So a few months back, I've been on the Chuck Oliver show a number of times, right? Their producer was like, "Hey, if you ever need recruiting information, this guy Adam Gorney told me to get his no name out there to people. Like On3 wants him doing interviews." I was like, "Sure, I'll take his number." Hadn't had any reason to call him until signing day. So was supposed to talk to him on Friday. Look, something happened, right? The Chris Henry thing happened. He was busy. I was like, "Hey, can we reschedule?" "Yeah, sure." Texted him yesterday. "What can we do on Tuesday?" No response.
Bees
It's
like that
annoying.
sometimes.
It's just annoying. Like, why did you say you wanted to do interviews? Anyway.
Yeah.
Mayhem Cafe, pitch me on why I should renew my football tickets next year. Two words. Kamario Taylor.
Correct.
You want to watch him play football.
And the defense should have some life to it. I
Yeah.
mean, you got a coach that schemed it up well when he was here with. He did it. He did it with walk-ons, some players that just weren't super talented. I think he's got, more talent than he did when he first got here in
Yeah.
2020. So the
Agreed.
defense should be better. And like you said, Kamario Taylor. I mean, I think the offense looks completely different with Kamario Taylor out there next year. I think he's going to take a step as a player. He's got a full year of development. Yeah, it should be a more exciting team next year.
Agreed. Damon Ladner, should MSU become a four logo university athletics? Football interlocking, basketball script, baseball M over S, Olympic sports, banner M. I get one branding for the entire university, but I kind of like each sport having its own logo. I don't have a problem with what he just laid out there. I'll be honest with you. I
Well,
don't.
I think we've kind of talked about that
Yeah.
before. But
I
on
would
Olympic sports, I would eliminate the banner M completely. We
go
would
with
just do
state
the
script.
script.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Script would be
I
the
was thinking
logo.
for like softball, I definitely would want the script. But I mean, I could.
Volleyball looks good in the script.
Yeah, just do
Yeah,
three.
banner M's done. So script for basketball and also Olympic sports, and then interlocking for football for sure, and then the M over S for baseball, that covers it all. And your overall athletic department is the state script.
There you go. Rob Montgomery, aside from Norwood with the Croom years, what are some examples of a special talent at state playing on a bad team like Hubbard is this year? Norwood is a really good example. Moulds' teams at state weren't great. He
I
had
was going to
two
say
in one season.
Molds.
I'll give
They
you
were want, I mean, they were wanting to fire Jackie Sherrill.
After 95,
After 95, so
I'll give you another one for baseball. One of the best seasons in MSU history was RJ Yeager on that terrible team that he was on, but he had a fantastic year. I'm trying to think. Hubbard is such an interesting one though. Like, 'cause this team is really going to be bad. And
yeah.
we're just now getting there. Like, even on some bad Mississippi State teams we've had in the past for basketball, like they got through the non-conference relatively unscathed, right? They would lose most of their SEC games. They'd finish, back when it was a 16-game schedule, they'd finish, 5-11 or something like that. This is not going to be that. This is going to be they're going to be pushing. If they get 2 wins, I'll be pretty impressed. So
Ooh.
that's where I am. Pip.
I was just scrolling through a Southern Miss guy, which I think he's on one of the podcasts or whatever. He commented on my thing yesterday and was like, "This is rich coming from a Memphis State guy." And I said, I have no affiliation with Memphis State." And then he goes, "Why would that matter?" Because you said I had an affiliation with Memphis State, and I don't. I don't have anything to do with Memphis. The IQ level of some of these people that enter my mentions is gotta be in the single digits. I see something new every single day that I don't I have no clue like what they're thinking. I had one guy the other day who was like challenging me to a fight over the bowl game. It's something new every day that I experience, and I don't know how it happens.
Yeah. Well, it's the it's what you I guess you deserve it. You're just a terrible person and here you are.
Thank you.
Nah, that's not true. Where are we here? Pip Horrell just wants to say he's just letting us know that he got a big green egg and did a big rack of pork. I think it looks fantastic. Great job, Pip. Chris Holloman, I once
Did
saw
you get
Ed
that from
Orgeron.
Bell's Building Supply?
I hope so. I once saw Ed Orgeron playing slots at Harrah's in New Orleans after he was let go from USC. Do either of you have a random celebrity sighting? I have one at Harrah's in New Orleans. I was playing poker, and Chef Paul Prudhomme sat down next to me and played a few hands. And that was fun.
In the exact same location.
I mean, yeah, it was the same casino. My
How
other
about
one
that?
is, I've talked about this one before, where we were at the movies in Clinton, and our friend Ryan Nelson turns around and he's going to say something to me, and he just goes, "Oh my God, it's Ted DiBiase." And I turn around, and there was the $1 Million Man. I wish I had said something, but oh well.
I've told the one before we saw Bono in the
Yeah.
airport. I also
Yes.
saw Muhammad Ali in the Washington airport.
I didn't
It
know
was
that. Wow.
same plane as me.
That's crazy.
We were in this small gate. Like I mean, it was like at the end of the airport. There was only probably about 50 people around there, and Muhammad Ali, there he is.
That'll work. That's crazy. See the goat.
Yep.
Derek Ventura asks, who are the worst football offensive and defensive coordinators at Mississippi State in your lifetime? I'm going to go Hutzler for defense because there were 2 years of him. You only had 1 year of Sermon.
I mean, is Kevin Barbet on offense,
Oh,
or are
Woody
we
McCorvey.
going Woody McCorvey?
McCorvey is
Woody
probably the
McCorvey's
worst.
pretty bad.
That's where I'm going. You give me
Yeah.
a McCorvey Hutzler team loses every game 40 to nothing.
They lose to Alcorn probably, and
I mean,
that's
they Alcorn would have been in the game. Yeah.
that would have been a game going in the fourth quarter. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Cooper Gordon, what do y'all think of the new Heisman Trophy where a winner holds the award until someone with better stats trumps it to avoid a potential year where someone finishes second but has better stats than the winner in the following year, like a championship belt?
Well, stats is so subjective.
Yeah.
Like I think it's fine. Like they have there's like 300 people that vote for the Heisman.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people that vote for the Heisman. It gets to the point where it all settles out. I mean, how many Heisman winners have there been where we're just like, there's no way that guy should have won the Heisman? Like it's usually the right call.
Yeah. Very rarely are we like,
Like the stats is like that's objective. Like you're playing against different competition. What do you have around you? It's just tough to do it that way. I saw some people tweeting out like Trinidad Chambliss's stats are better than this person, and Kiwon Lacy's is better than this person. Well, that's just you played a worse schedule against other than some of these teams too. So what are we doing? I think it's an objective for the most part, some objective award. When you have so many people from around the country voting for it that cover the sport, we figure it out.
Let's see here. Corey Botts asks us, in honor of the Duke's Mayo Bowl, what is the worst condiment you could dump on a coach, and which coach would you choose to dump it on? Well, Kiffin is clearly the one we're dumping on here, and we gotta do that. What can we dump on him?
Like horseradish
Ooh,
or like.
like some ghost pepper hot sauce, a whole bucket of it.
Oh, you want pain.
Yeah, he said the worst.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be like hot sauce.
Or, no. You know what it would be? I'll tell you, honey.
Oh yeah,
So
that's tough to get
sticky,
out,
you'll
man.
never get it out. You'll
In
have
your
honey in your
hair,
hair till you're dead.
you'd have to just shave your head
You have
at
to
that
shave your
point.
head, yeah. And even then, that might be a problem. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
honey. Lane Kiffin covered in honey is a funny visual. Ethan Brazil, where is all the holiday cheer gone? Where I live, hardly anybody has up lights on their house. I can remember as a kid in Mantachie in the 90s, everyone had lights up. Someone put the Griswolds to shame. Just seems sad now. There seems to be fewer lights. I need to. That's another thing we do on we do Christmas Eve. We always like drive around Starkville and go see everybody's lights.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see some. Parker, I bought a new cowbell before going to the Toledo game. That's the only game it's been to, and I've now retired it to a shelf in the guest bedroom. Is there any hope for that bell, or does it need to stay on the shelf? Buddy, that bell is like Annabelle. Get it out of the house. All right.
It's a hex.
Yeah. It's like the Amityville Horror. Just throw it away. Get you a new one. Get it out.
You gotta go bury that thing in the woods.
Matt McCann's mascot challenge. NFL name change edition. Name these teams prior to moving and/or changing names. The Baltimore
Interesting.
Ravens.
The Colts, Baltimore Colts,
Nope.
wasn't it? I was somebody before that.
You're just the Colts are have always been the Colts. They went from Baltimore to Indianapolis.
Oh,
Who
who
were the
was the
Ravens?
Ravens?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Cleveland Browns.
In 95?
The Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens, and then a few years later, they brought an expansion franchise back to Cleveland. So this the
Okay.
current Cleveland Browns franchise is not the same franchise that like Bernie Kosar
Okay,
played for.
this is confusing to me.
It might be. All right, here we go. Tennessee
Prior to
Titans.
moving or
You should go
change.
this one.
Well, it says prior to moving or changing names.
Right, but the Colts
But that
never
could be
changed
the
it.
Baltimore, that could be the Baltimore Colts.
No,
They changed names.
they didn't though. They're still the Colts.
The
They're the
team, the
Indianapolis Colts.
franchise in Baltimore was the Colts.
Right?
They
And that
changed to the
franchise moved to
Ravens.
Indianapolis.
But I'm saying the way that this is phrased, he says teams prior to moving and or changing names.
Right. But what he but the Ravens were the Browns. The Browns franchise moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens.
Okay.
The Colts franchise moved from Baltimore to Indianapolis, but they stayed the Colts. They didn't change. They changed the city name. That's it. So what you got to remember, this is a mascot challenge, not a city challenge.
Okay.
All right, the Tennessee Titans. Yeah, you know this one.
The Houston Oilers.
Right. The Kansas City Chiefs. I got to look this one up.
Okay, I do know this one. They were in Dallas.
Were they the Texans?
They were the Dallas
That's
Texans,
right. Okay.
and they
Very good.
moved to Kansas City. I do know that.
And then the Pittsburgh Steelers had a different name before 1940.
They were the Pirates.
Were they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, they were the Pittsburgh Pirates. They played in
They were the Pirates.
they
Wow.
played downtown. They played because I actually saw the no, that's the yeah, that's right. The Pittsburgh
No, you're right.
Pirates.
You're correct. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Another one from Matt McCann. What is the best chicken nugget slash tender dipping sauce? Probably Cane sauce for me. Chick-fil-A sauce and Wendy's signature sauce, also both good and underrated. I'm
It
a.
depends on the tender.
Okay.
It depends on the
So
what
you.
we're eating.
So yeah. So if I'm at Cane's, I want Cane sauce, but you don't want Cane sauce with a Zaxby's tender.
If I'm at no, I would do that.
Okay.
If I'm going to Zaxby's or Cane's, like the chicken tender place, I'm getting their go-to sauce, like
Okay.
their
I see what you're
homemade
saying.
sauce.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And I go to Connie's Chicken. I want honey mustard.
Okay.
If I go to Chick-fil-A, I want barbecue.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends on the place.
I got you. All right.
If I go to Wendy's, I want barbecue.
Steve Keaton asks, since we're talking about Chad Bumpus, I believe his account got hacked in October. Did y'all ever see or hear anything about that? I did. So when it happened, I texted him. I was like, hey, your account got hacked. And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, are you tweeting about crypto right now? He's like, no. So he asked me, he's like, what should I do? I'm like, how the hell would I know? I don't know anything. He's like, I can't get in my account. I was like, yeah, that's what they do.
It happens from time to time. Like
Yeah.
somebody will start tweeting about
Happened to T-Bob.
Bitcoin
Remember
stuff. Yeah.
that too. And happened to there's somebody else Mississippi State related. Oh, it was Tom Hart, not Mississippi State related, but like he started talking about like I got iPads for sale. And I texted him, I was like, I don't think you actually have any iPads for sale yet. And he looked, he's like, damn it. So there you go. Bearded man with the fish. Robbie gave Zion Cotton a lot of praise on signing day. How much more would he like him if his name was Zion Tri-Blend or Zion Poly? That's right. Robbie, notorious cotton hater.
He needs to be sponsored by Roback.
Yeah. What was the guy's name, the cotton guy? Do you remember?
OA Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, good old OA.
Yeah,
Bearded.
he was not very nice.
Yeah. Another one from the bearded man with a fish. Please rank these brines: dry brine, wet brine, injection brine. Brine, hey dad.
Brian!
Brian, is he in on the bit?
Well, I played it out, I think,
Yeah.
publicly, so I think people know now.
Brian.
Meh.
Do I am I number
What do you
one?
rank those?
Am I number one? Do I get to be number one?
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna go myself, then injection, then wet, then dry.
Do you inject brine for your turkey?
I do not. I do not. I'm not a briner. I'm a
You know,
brine,
brine.
but not a
But that but
briner.
you have that ranked second.
I don't brine at all. So I'm just telling you,
Oh.
like I have in the past used the Cajun injector, though. I'm a big fan, but I just don't do it
Okay.
on my turkey. Let's see here. With how long have we been talking here, Robbie? We're going on an hour and 15 here. I think we're just gonna.
We can go.
All right. I'm just getting tired. Did you see any maroon is all that matters shirts at football games this year? I did. I'm sorry, it's Will Carruth asking this question.
These people.
Yeah. Would any of Kroom's
Throw them
teams
away. Burn them.
beat this past year's team? The 07 team probably would have beaten them.
I don't know.
You don't think? With Dixon running the football? Dixon and Ducree on this defense, they would have had a field day.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, their defense was pretty good.
They were good, yeah.
That would be it would be a good game, I think.
Yeah. You have Anthony Johnson locking up Brennan Thompson. We'll see how that goes. Also, what MSU teams from the past would have made the playoff in the 12-team format? Only one. 2014 would have made it. 15
Yeah.
would have made it had they won the Egg Bowl. And so 17 would have made it if they had won the Egg Bowl.
Yeah.
That's it
Well,
there.
the 1940s, those teams probably.
Yeah. Luke Crawley asks us. A while ago, Brian said that LSU wasn't a big enough job to not pay a buyout. That surprised me because I couldn't think of a better job. What are your top five jobs in college football? I'm not going to rank them. I'll just give you the top the five though, right? LSU, Texas, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia. That's the top five to me.
Sounds right. Is Michigan up there?
They're in the top 10 job.
Notre Dame?
Top 10. Oklahoma, top 10. Trying to think my way around the conference. Who am I missing? Oregon, top 10. And
For
USC.
resources, for sure,
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
USC.
Yeah, top 10 probably. So
And
that's
they're
probably the next
motivated.
five there, yeah.
Yep.
What would be a better sports superpower? Every single call will go your way, or any visit recruit that visits will be a coin flip away from committing. So he's a coin flip. It means he's 50-50. Why would it? That's not a, I wouldn't take that. I want every call to go my way. That's an easy choice.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's probably the one. You don't have any penalties.
Jacob asked, what was the best Christmas gift you got as a kid? What is your answer?
Best gift. Probably, up there has been my first guitar I ever got because it just kind of created something in me, like more musical love for music. That'd be up there. That's probably it.
Okay. My top
Guitar.
two are getting the Hall of Justice, which was awesome,
Yeah.
or when I got my first Nintendo Entertainment System, the original NES. That was an unbelievable day for Brian, for what, 13, 14-year-old Brian Haydad, something like that.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
We got that. See, I never got it's like everybody else in my family got that kind of got the systems.
Yeah.
Like my dad got an N64. I'm like,
You got the hand-me-down?
why did you give him the N64?
I have a PS5.
He's
It's
a
mine.
grown man. I'm the one that wants the 64.
They heard that Rob Falk wanted a 64 and they just got the wrong guy.
And then my sister's got the NES.
Oh, that's just brutal.
Never passed the controls to me to play Super
No, of course
Mario,
not.
so.
Of course not. Brick Thomas, what's your best? Hey, watch this story where you injured yourself doing a stunt. It's going to end up being one of those heel clicks, Robbie. I got to stop doing that.
I don't know if I was like really injured, but this one time in college, I was under the influence, I'll say. This was my freshman years. This was whenever I was completely out of control. We were having a house party in Decatur. It was raining, and I said, "Hey, watch this." Took my shirt off, and I slid in the mud down this pathway. The pathway was the walkway, concrete that was covered in mud that I didn't really recognize at the time. And I played it off cool and all that. I woke up the next morning on top of the fact that I was had a headache and you know how that goes. I was completely just shredded. My chest, my legs, my face, it was rough.
That's
So I
rough.
became the guy that at that
That's
time, I became the guy that slid in the
you were that
mud.
guy. I got you.
I was that guy.
That's a rough one. That's one of those things where you're like 20 years later they're still calling you like a name or something because you screwed up so bad. Yeah. I'm trying to think, do I have one like this? I don't. Nothing's coming to mind where I've suffered me. Not really a watch this moment. We were playing football indoors. And I went headfirst into a cabinet. And I still got like a little line in my eyebrow where the stitches were. But other than that, I guess I missed my eye by an inch there. But
My other one would be when I was five and I was trying to get everybody's attention in my house. And we had a wraparound couch and then we had like these quilt racks that had all the quilts in them. And I was balancing on top of the couch, like walking across it. And everybody was like, whatever, Robbie. And I got to the quilt rack and I lost my balance and I fell forward and I put my arm down and I broke my arm.
oh.
And like for the next day, my dad was like, "You're fine, son." I was like, "I don't know. I can't really lift my arm." And so, like, for 24 hours, I had a broken arm just dangling, and nobody in the house did anything about it. And finally, they were just like, "All right, maybe we need to go to the doctor." We get there, my arm's broken.
Yeah. Just try to toughen you up. It's fine.
Yeah. Rub
Winston
some dirt
asked,
on it. It'll get
it'll be
back into
fine. Yeah.
place eventually.
Winston asked, last I checked, there were 365 days in a calendar year, sometimes more. Could it Mississippi State beat the science by just not scheduling two things on the same day? Seems like we can move some things around. I mean, sometimes
They
the best
could.
answers are the simplest ones, you know?
That's probably something that that Zach Selman needs to look into moving forward.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple more here. The Sawman. What would it take realistically for Mississippi State to make the tournament? They'd have to go on a long winning streak at this point. I mean, they're 4-5. We would need to look up and they'd be like 17-5.
Well, you'll have to win the rest of your non-conference games and then probably win like
11
10
or
or
12.
11
Yeah.
conference games.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. So just don't worry about it. Let it
What
go.
will it take? A miracle.
There you go. If the early bird gets the worm, why do good things come to those that wait? What I've learned about a lot of
Good
old
point.
sayings is they're nonsense. They just say whatever they want to say. All right, let's see here. Buck asks, if State would have kicked the field goal
Uncle
against
Buck.
Florida, not it didn't say if he's an uncle or not. If State would have kicked the field goal against Florida and held on against Texas and went 6-6, would we be in the Mayo Bowl or somehow locked into a worse bowl? Well, first off, in that scenario, State would be 7-5. That's so. I mean, they might still be in the Mayo Bowl because obviously they had to make it work.
Yeah, I think like the way that that fell, like State actually got a good bowl. Like that's a solid bowl game.
When I found out it, because you had told me, you thought it might be Shreveport. I was like, okay, well, whatever. When I talked to somebody and they were like, no, we're going to Charlotte for Duke's Mayo, I was like, That's like actually a good bowl. Like that, there have been 8 and 9 win teams in that bowl. So yeah. Jeremy Martin, has Levy run his system for 3 years anywhere? So how long was he at Central Florida? Because he was at Ole Miss 2 years and Oklahoma 2 years.
I think he started off as the running back coach, or maybe the
Right.
quarterback's coach.
Let's see here.
So he
He
wasn't an
was
offensive coordinator
UCF's.
that whole time.
He was only the offensive coordinator for 1 year at
He was the QB coach there. He was running backs at Baylor.
Baylor, correct.
This would be the first time his system has been in place for 3 years.
All right, we'll see how it goes. Jay in Baltimore, given the state of basketball, who has been the biggest surprise coming out of fall ball for the Diamond Dogs? Has there been a surprise? I feel like, what's the guy's name? Not a fall ball guy, but he was in the summer. He had a monster year up at the Cape, the pitcher from South Carolina.
Tyler Pitzer.
Yes, I think that's the answer. I think that's not a guy I had massive expectations for, and now it feels like he might be state's closer next year.
Could be. He's pushing for a starting position too. He
Okay.
wants that as well.
There you go. That's my answer then. Wade Jones asks, do you think people in the Southern Hemisphere think it's odd that we experience Christmas when it's cold and the 4th of July when it's hot? That got me thinking, do people who live in like Brazil think that White Christmas is a weird song?
Probably. Like,
Like why is the
what are they
Christmas white?
talking
Why is
about?
it
Like,
snowing? It's
yeah, I
hot
could
down
see
here.
it.
That's something to consider. And that's it. All right. We will move on.
Good run.
We had a good run. All right. Tomorrow's show, we will, I don't know what we'll talk about. We'll figure it out. I got an interview. Once again, Robbie, I just can't take a day off. Kendall Rogers is going to talk to us this week, but he's going to, well, I've talked to him on Thursday. So we'll have that interview. I'll just put it up on the podcast feed for you guys on Thursday or Friday once I have it done. So, guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.